Welcome, everyone. We're about to begin Be'ez Hashem, BPJ number 140. That's Ba'is Pnimi, joint share number 140. We could increase emotional intelligence. EQ, which is emotional intelligence, could be improved by anyone and at any time. IQ, and that is the person's capacity in certain aspects of functionality and cognitive areas, that could be, to a certain degree, fixed. You could utilize your potential more with it, and so on and so forth. But EQ, emotional maturity and intelligence, that is not fixed. We have great potential to grow in this area and develop in this area. This is where Bechira is. This is where Yerushalayim is. This is where Midas Tovus are and how to work through it. And therefore, this is our chelik. When it says, Hakol Bidei Shamayim Chutz MiYerushalayim, healthy emotional intelligence, according to the Torah's guideline of it, is very much connected to Yerushalayim and what Hashem wants us to work through in our character. And to increase this emotional intelligence in this journey, we need to make concerted, consistent efforts to improve ourselves, to develop a sincere, enthusiastic desire to change, to have an open mind, to be willing to participate in honest self-examination, not bashing yourself, but honest self-examination on what you can improve, the non-defensive ability to take feedback and appropriate criticism from others, the humility to be able to want to get outside help and get that outside help when needed, and to practice these things. And in marriage, healthy marriages, healthy relationships are created by adults, not overgrown children in grown-up bodies. And very often we hold on to our childhood traumas and behaviors, and we don't behave like emotionally mature adults. So to begin with, there's this self-awareness concept. Carl Jung once said that everything that irritates us about others can lead us to understanding about ourselves. So when something's bothering us, we look deeper, we realize we learn something about ourselves. Self-awareness is one of the first keys of developing emotional intelligence in a healthy way. You know yourself and you understand yourself. Self-awareness will teach you how to behave, how you feel, how you believe. Then this self-knowledge explains how you got to be that way and why. And you'll, by understanding yourself better this way, you'll be able to understand your spouse better as well. The past is important. You see, here's the thing. Some people say, the main thing is the present, and the truth is it is. But the past does have an effect on us. So it's not unimportant. It is important to look through and to learn about it and to see what your patterns were then and to work through it and to get past it to live as a healthy adult. But what people sometimes do is they over-obsess on the past, over-pathologizing. You know, how sick you are, so many things are wrong with you, but you got screwed up in the past. That's not healthy either. There's a balance with handling the past. So here are examples of looking back, and here, this is important. You look back at some of your past experiences as children or as teenagers, and you see if you're still stuck in those patterns, and you're going to be committed now to overcome those patterns. So as a child, for example, did you recall knowing that the needs and desires of others were as important to yours? Or did you regularly insist on having your own way and pout and get into temper tantrums when your desires weren't met? So you could ask this of yourself as you were a child. And then your next question would be, how do you handle this now? For example, even if as a child, I did not put my needs in front of other people's, I did put my needs in front of other people's needs, and I was selfish in many ways. How am I handling it now as an adult? Am I continuing this pattern? If you were good in sports as a child or as a teenager, Were you devastated when you lost the game? How did you react? Did you act in an emotionally mature way? How would you do that now? Are you willing to complete, when you were a child, homework or household chores? Or did you resist that responsibility? And what about now as an adult? As a child or a teenager, did you persist and try to achieve goals? Or you gave up easily and didn't complete things? And how are you handling that now? Did you realize as a child or as a teenager that there's some degree of failure in life, that's just part of life? Or if you failed at something, whether it was academically or any other way, did you declare yourself to be hopeless, or did you blame someone else? And does that habit still persist in your adult life? Did you learn quickly that life doesn't always go your way? Or did you have difficult time being told no when you wanted something? Did you overreact when things didn't go your way as a child or a teenager? And how are you acting now? If you listen carefully to all these questions, they're extremely crucial in giving yourself a self-awareness and what you need to improve on now. Did you let certain things roll off, you know, not bother you, or were you hurt easily as a child? What about now? Are you sensitive to the feelings of others? Did you hurt others? How sensitive are you to the feelings of others? And how sensitive are you now to them? Will you be able to take tough times in stride? Did you overreact emotionally? Did you find it hard to handle stress or other difficulties as a teenager or child? And how are you handling it now as an adult? Do you face things head on and have a sense of power over your life? Or do you feel you couldn't make things better through your own efforts and you felt like a victim of circumstances? In other words, how much personal power over you did you feel that you had as a child or as a teenager? As a child and teenager, were you expected to be kind and sensitive to others? Or was it not taught to you? Are you capable now as an adult to be kind and sensitive to others? Were you taught to be attuned to the feelings of others as a child or as a teenager? Did you empathize with them? Are you doing that now as an adult? Did anyone teach you to listen attentively? Or was listening and tuning into others not treated as an important skill in the early years of your life? And do you tune in and listen to people now? Do you feel as though you were seen and noticed and attended to as a child? Or did you feel invisible as a child or to those around you? Do you feel visible now? Were you heard and listened to as a child and a teenager? Did you feel that your voice was stifled or your words ignored in those years? How do you feel now? Are you heard by others now? Did anyone tune into you in your younger years, made you feel as though you were very important to them? Or did you feel as though no one really cared? No one was aware of who you were or who you were capable of? And what about now? So most of us do act out as small children. Sometimes we outgrow it as an adult, but some things we did not outgrow. And what did not outgrow, we have to be honest with ourselves and see what we did not outgrow. And now we have to start outgrowing them. In the parenting styles that you received, and by the way, when you analyze this and you look through those parenting styles of your parents, again, with Kibbutz of Aim or with Derech Eretz, but if things were painful then, you as a parent now could shift and improve those styles. So, did your parents teach you how to tune into others? Did they teach you how to use empathy? Did they teach you how to use compassion? And all these are things that we're going to say now, if the answer was no, then you develop it now. If the answer was yes, you perpetuate it and make it better. Did your parents insist that you manage the way that you expressed your emotion and relate to others? Did they lead you to believe that you were equal to others, that you were inferior to others, that you were superior to others? Did your parents hold you accountable? Or did they do too much for you? Did they keep you overly independent or overly dependent? Did those parents who raised you believe it was loving and appropriate to make your decisions for you? Or did they teach you at some point to be autonomous, to fight your own battles? Did they require you to do those homeworks? Did they require you to do things and chores? Did they cater to you? Did they hold you accountable for your own mistakes? Did they require you to wait for things and experiences that you desired, like delayed gratification aspects? Did they show compassion for you when you were hurting or when you were troubled? Did they listen to you when you needed to talk? That's a very important point. Did they listen to you when you needed to talk? Did they teach you that sometimes life is tough and how to withstand difficult nisyonos? And they teach. Did they teach you about that? Did they teach you emotional regulation, how to modulate your emotions? Or did they allow the emotional reactivity to be there? Did they allow your temper tantrums, as an example? So these are aspects that you ask yourself, not just to delve in the past and just to vent or whatever, but to recognize those patterns so you know, as an adult, those negative patterns you undo and you work on yourself. What were you lacking, you try to fill. And you treat others now in the more healthier way. Some parental styles can be very critical and very harsh. And think about those words that may haunt you. Again, the purpose is not to bash people. The purpose is not to hurt people, not to build anger and resentment. The purpose is to learn about those painful experiences so you could develop as a healthy adult. So these are words that, unfortunately, sadly, parents used. And if they used it on you, you have to learn how to overcome it. Of course, be careful that you don't perpetuate this to your own children, but to also allow yourself to heal. So, for example, if parents told you you never did anything right, then you counteract that thought. You do many things right. Here are a few things that may have hurt you in the past when parents or teachers told you this. You shouldn't feel that way. Children are to be seen, not to be heard. I'm the parent. I always know what's best. You'll never amount to anything. Or the comparison thing. This is very, very hard. Why can't you be like your older brother or your older sister or your younger sister? Or why can't you be more like this other person in your class? Or were you taught that being kind and loving to others is like being a wimp? I got to toughen you up. Or do things my way. Or who asked for your opinion? You're only a child. Or if you're going to cry, I'll give you something to cry about. How can you be so stupid? I expect you to live to my standards. I make the rules around here and over-obsessiveness with that. Now, there's one sentence here, you can do better than that. Now, that's not necessarily negative. That could be a positive thing. Sometimes you were punished unfairly instead of being healthily disciplined. And then sometimes because of that, you realize, you know, you say to yourself, why bother trying? So these patterns as children, you may still be feeling as an adult, and that's holding you back. You know, if you were, some too much was expected of you and you felt overwhelmed with responsibilities that were beyond your capacity. So as an adult, you learn how to value your capacity in a healthy way, not overwhelm yourself, but don't underestimate yourself either. And so on and so forth. So all these things are very important questions because they get you to recognize your true inner self. Did your parents or role models that you have allow graciously for other people's mistakes, or they demanded perfection from other people? Did they listen to others well, or they failed to listen to people? Did they appear to be very compassionate, or they showed little empathy? Did they respect the autonomy and independence of people, or they wanted to control other people? Did they display warmth and affection to others, or they withheld nurturing and affection? Did they appear to get discouraged or easily give up easily, or they showed inner motivation and self-discipline? Did they display patience and restraints, or they flew off the handle all the time? Did they delay their gratification or get always what they wanted when they desired it? Did they allow their softer sides of themselves to be displayed to you, or they always were tough towards you? So these are all very important questions. And you write them, you think about them, and you recognize as an adult how you want to be treated differently and how you want to react differently. And this is a great way of using the past in a healthy way to develop your present and develop your healthy emotional intelligence now in your life and in particular in your marriages. Bracha v'atzlacha.